listening to National Rock Review.
Hey, everyone. It's Howie D from Hard Edge Radio and NationalRockReview.com. And right now on the phone, we've got Tobin from Papa Roach. What's up, man?
What's up? Just getting ready to rock a show tonight, sold-out show in Detroit. We're going to film it live on Yahoo and
awesome. Perform
a new song that we've never performed before with special guest Royce da 5'9".
Oh, excellent. That's so cool. Good deal, man. Hey, it's crazy to think, man, it's been like 15 years since you guys first blew up. How awesome is it, and how shocked are you all these years later that people are still so supportive of Papa Roach and you guys are still doing what you love to do?
Yeah, I mean, the longevity part is pretty awesome and also shocking in the same breath. It's like when looking back at 15 years, you're like, damn, it's been that long. Like, that's pretty crazy. Definitely grateful for that. And, you know, our fans and everyone who's just stuck by us and, you know, been supportive of us. You know, I mean, this is like our eighth record. And,
wow. You
know, it's been a journey. I mean, I think that's just how we wanted it. You know, we wanted to evolve as a band and grow. And over the past 15 years, that's exactly what we've done.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys have, especially, you know, I can vouch for here in Detroit, your fans are so loyal. And that's something amazing, too, when you have fans that are that loyal.
We have amazing fans, and we get to meet them every day, you know, when we do these meet and greets and stuff, and to hear, like, their stories and hear what the songs mean to them and how we've impacted their lives just gives so much more purpose to, you know, why we do this and how we do it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. After all this time, you must have some, and obviously you have amazing chemistry with especially Jacoby and Jerry. What is it about those guys that makes it so good and works so well?
I think we just have a common respect for each other, you know, our differences, our personalities, you know, we're all very individual and different in our own ways, but we've grown up together and we got each other's backs, you know, like I think because we've been a band since we were kids, you know, it's like, that bond is just there, you know, this isn't the type of band where you're just hiring and firing, and all of us, we all know our strengths and our weaknesses, you know, so it's just like, you just roll with it, you know?
Yeah. No, absolutely. So far, and I'm sure there's a lot over these last, you know, 15, 17 years that you guys have been doing this, especially with you. I think you've been in the band 18 or 19 years. What's the biggest moment for you so far in the band? Maybe getting to tour with a legend or icon of yours or getting to play a certain festival. What was the big one for you so far?
There's been a lot of big ones. I mean, for me personally, one that stands out was when we did a stadium tour with Red Hot Chili Peppers back in like 2002.
Okay.
We were playing these huge, huge, shows in Australia and New Zealand with a band that pretty much early on for me when I was a little kid, and like that's how I learned how to play guitar and bass, was, you know, playing along to like Blood Sugar Sex Magik, and like I idolized them very early on. So to like hang out with them and do a tour with them was just like, holy shit, like that's what I was like, we made it.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. You personally, Tobin, who was it that got you into bass? Who were some of your most influential bass players?
Well, for me, I was really into, of course, Flea, Eric Avery from Jane's Addiction, Joe Lally from Fugazi, Austin Man Family Barrett from Bob, the Wailers, Bob Marley, bass
cool.
player, and James Jamerson. I mean, he's just like legendary Motown.
Excellent.
Greatest, most beautiful bass lines ever.
Yeah, especially for you bass players, I really think more than any other position in the band, I think it's so much important to have bigger influences, like to have some reggae or some jazz or some, you know, not just what you're playing, but like, you know, all aspects of music. I think it makes for a better bass player.
Absolutely. And I grew up like, you know, in the Bay Area, California, and funk is just all around, so.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely got that funky side, too.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, two questions I really wanted to ask you, and then we'll get to some talk about the latest CD and the tours. Man, you got a chance to do Ozfest 2001, which not only do I really miss Ozfest, they were so amazing. That year in particular, the lineups were just incredible. How much fun was that tour?
It was great. It was a really, like, destructive tour in the sense that the party was just, like, an all-time high. We had, like, Manson and Slipknot guys and, you know, Linkin Park, and it was just, we were all experiencing, like, the high of, I mean, all the bands were just riding that wave and were super on top at that point in time. It was just, and we were all still young, and, you know, it was just, like, it was a wild time. I mean, there was something going on. We were getting yelled at by Sharon Osbourne every day.
That's, I've heard that about her. I heard she's a little difficult to work with sometimes.
Yeah, she was threatening to kick us all off the tour, but if she would have done that, she would have had no tour.
So, jeez.
It was, yeah, back then it was still running wild, so
yeah,
good times.
Absolutely, man. And then also that same year, you guys also had two Grammy nominations, man. I know some people could care less about the whole Grammy thing, but
yeah,
don't you still find it at least a little bit cool that you're able to say Grammy nominated band?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I guess in the grand scheme of things, people can, you know, always add that in when they're doing the lifeline of Papa Roach, you know, and that's cool. You know, maybe one day we'll win one.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, this new album is good, man, so you never know.
Yeah, I mean, at least, you know, why not? You know, best rock album. I mean, there's not that many rock bands really out there who are, you know, I don't know. It's like, sometimes it's like Foo Fighters and Green Day, and I'm like, okay, I think they've won enough. Yeah. Someone else is there now.
I agree, man. Speaking of maybe possible Grammy nominations in the future and the new CD, your new one is coming out in just a few days here in the United States. Fear, obviously, Face Everything and Rise. A lot of folks already raving about this new disc, man. Tell us just a little bit about it.
It's, you know, a classic Papa Roach record. It's in your, sonically, I mean, it's just so in your face. Loud guitars, loud drums, but it has a modern edge to it. You know, I think it has a lot of melody, and there's a story and there's a meaning to that record. There's a light surrounding this record. Some people might be, you know, surprised to feel how dark and desperate but and hopeless like some of the songs are, but how it makes you feel like hopeful in the end. And that was the biggest thing that we wanted to get out of the record, was a sense of hopefulness, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I honestly think it's a little bit heavier too. I mean I've liked all your stuff, but there's something about this one, I think some of the stuff is a little heavier as well, which I'm enjoying.
Oh yeah, we definitely turn up the guitars and we definitely lay down some, you know, some riffage.
Yeah, cool. Hey, this is your first time working with Kevin and Kane Churko, who both have impressive lists of bands they've worked with in the past. How was it working with the guys?
Oh, it was great. We had a great time making the record. I mean, we came into the studio basically with nothing pre-written. We wrote the songs and recorded them all at the same time. We had never done that before. So working with them, it was just, they made it so easy. They made it enjoyable. And we were all on the same page. And it was really like the most focused, relaxed, kind of just paced, you know, recording process we've ever had.
Awesome. You guys, you're currently on tour with Seether, Islander, and King, actually playing right here in Detroit tonight. How's the tour been going? How the fans been digging the new stuff live?
The tour has been great. I mean, you know, all the bands bring something unique to the table. They're all different and in our own ways, you know, and I think people are really excited to see Islander and King, just because they're, you know, new up and coming bands and they're talented. And
yes.
And Seether's just got, you know, all those hits, and they got a great new record out. And you know, we all have a different energy level on stage, you know, so it's like cool because, you know, fans, you know, you're taking on a journey all night long.
Yeah, absolutely. I see you're going to be hitting some of the big summer festivals here in the U.S. I also see you're going to be doing Rock AM in Germany, the Soundwave in Australia. You personally, yep. do you, is there a difference? Do you enjoy those bigger festivals more than touring, or is it pretty much the same? I know some people really enjoy the festivals.
I do, because, you know, you get to run around and watch other bands and hang out and backstage, and, you know, everyone's always hanging out and partying and watching each other, and, you know, it's really just a cool time to catch up, and the fans, I don't know, something about those festivals, something's in the air, you know, where the people in the crowd are just going extra crazy.
Insane,
so we
yeah.
feed off of that energy.
Yeah, I hear that a lot, actually. That is the one common thing that almost everybody touches on is, yeah, there just seems to be that extra energy when it's a festival kind of deal.
Yeah, man, and there's a lot of really cool different festivals all over, especially in Europe. You know, it's like you could see a reggae band or a DJ, you know, in a 110 over here, and then there's like hardcore punk bands playing, and I like that. I get up on that, so that's always fun for me.
Excellent, man. Right now, Face Everything and Rise is the single that's out, getting some great radio play. Do you guys have a tune in mind for the follow-up once this one's kind of run its course?
We got a song called Gravity featuring Maria Brink from In This Moment.
Okay.
That it's a different kind of song, and let me just tell you, Maria sings her ass off on this track.
Right on.
And, I mean, we got a lot of songs that we're really excited about, Falling Apart. It's really hard to to say right now. We're just kind of see what happens when the record comes out.
Yeah, and just enjoying the current success of Why Rush It, right? So Face Everything and Rise is still doing well, so why rush it?
Yeah. Yep.
Cool, man. Hey, one more and I'll let you go. I like throwing in a fun one for some of you guys who have been around the scene for a while. If you could pick a dream lineup to tour the world for like 6 months with Papa Roach and four other bands, who else would you want to tour with? What would be a dream lineup?
And they can be old bands.
Yes,
punk,
past or present. Yep.
Broken up. Oh, okay. Oh, shoot. I would like to tour with, I think it would be dope to listen to like Rage Against the Machine. You know, never played with them before. Okay. Deftones.
Ooh.
You know, Prodigy, you know, some Lamb of God, you know.
That'd be excellent.
the Bronx, I don't know, like some punk, you know, throw some punk rock, metal in there.
Absolutely, man.
All kinds of good stuff.
Cool, man. Hey, just to recap for everybody, we've been talking to Tobin from Papa Roach. The latest CD, Fear, is in stores in just a few days. It's coming out here in the United States on January 27th. The guys are in town tonight playing the Fillmore with Seether and King and Islander. And they'll be everywhere pretty much this year. So catch them in a town near you. Tobin, thanks so much, man.
Yeah, thank you, man.
All right, brother. Take care.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.